This is a homebrew podcast.
Welcome back to the homebrew. I'm Grant Milkey, the Dungeon Master, and I'm joined by Austin Brady,
Mordecai, the Shoe Thrower,
Cody Smith,
Carl Gauss, Data Entry Specialist,
John Cayley,
Nibbets Pozu, the guy sitting in the cubicle across from Carl,
and Tyrell Nye.
Billy Boom, can we go to lunch already?
Last time on the homebrew, the crew spoke with the Lost about the path, where a vision of Franklin gave them one last chance to turn back and start over. The crew chose to go forward, giving up their gods, their friends, their knowledge, and their possessions. They found themselves in a plain city with a much plainer existence, in a city filled with many familiar faces. Mordecai attacked Vanwell Moonshade with a shoe and was knocked unconscious, at which point the group found themselves back in their office, starting over. And that's where we are, guys. You are tip-tapping away on your computers, being good little drones. Nivitz looks at the time, and quickly apparent, you guys are back at the beginning.
Well, what should we do this time? What are we gonna do, guys?
That was weird.
I'd say so.
Pretty weird.
I'm gonna need coffee to think this over. Billy?
Yeah, for sure.
I wonder if they have donuts this time.
You make your way to the break room. There are indeed donuts, as requested, on the on a little coffee table this time. And you see Frankie making herself a cup of coffee, helping herself to your little break area. And she looks up. She's got a donut in her mouth. And she's like, oh, hey, guys.
Frankie.
Hey, yeah, Mordecai. What's up, guys? What you doing?
You know. Getting Mordecai beat up, teleporting back to our desks. Same old, same old.
I'm just here for the donuts.
She looks at you. She's like, yeah. Great stuff.
The donuts or the story?
The what?
You just heard our story about, like, getting Mordecai beat up and then teleporting back to our desk, and that's all you give us?
I have no idea what you're talking about. I just came for an eclair. Wanted to see if maybe Billy had any party supplies, and I was going to head back out.
Wait, they have eclairs?
Oh, yeah. Here.
And he pulls a little white bag out of his pocket. He's like,
boy, why don't you do me a favor?
Yeah.
That snake oil salesman?
Oh, yeah.
He done crossed my boy here, Mordecai.
Really?
I don't take kindly to that. See if you can't, do some of your security stuff. Make him look bad. Get him arrested or something.
See, you know, I've kind of been... She, like, lowers her voice and leans forward. She's like, I've kind of been trying to figure that guy out. Like, he's out there all the time. That stuff can't be good for you, right?
No,
it's donkey piss.
Yeah, sure.
But I mean, you know how Captain Solomon's going crazy right now. But he won't come. He won't lay a finger on Vanwell. I can't figure it out. They're arresting anyone who jaywalks at this point. But Vanwell just seems to be selling this stuff with impunity. It's crazy. I didn't know if anyone else had noticed.
You think he's on the take?
What?
He's got to be on the take, then.
See, I thought that, but, like, when I talked to Solomon, he wasn't hiding anything. He seemed legitimately afraid, which is bizarre for him. I don't know how to do that. I don't know. It's all crazy. I'm sure it's in my head.
Well, here you go. If you find anything else, you let me know.
Yeah.
I don't like that bastard, and I kind of want to see him get put down, so.
Yeah. Make sure you guys watch your step. It's crazy out there.
Good looking out.
All right,
boys.
She jiggles the bag and she's like, good stuff. This is awesome. All right, bye, guys. She grabs another donut, heads out.
Bye, Frankie.
Nivitz is going to finish eating the donut he's eating, turn and look at the crazy, naked, greased up camera guy and be like, you're going to be on your way too?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Bye. He skitters away with his little cam. It's like, I picture it as like a dad cam.
Nice. Should we follow him this time?
What? The greasy naked man?
Yeah, I mean, we know everybody here, right? We don't know who that guy is.
Sure. You know what? As long as you get hit by a spear and we can start over again, yeah, we could follow the naked guy this time.
Where does he go?
It would be someone. It would be someone that you recognize.
Oh.
Let's just say it's Bobby from accounting on the Sojourn.
I mean, it does kind of sound like him.
It is a very Bobby thing to do.
Goodness.
who is actually a greased up guy with a camera in the real world, aka our campaign.
Fair enough.
Oh man.
All right, let's go see what kind of trouble we can get in today.
All right.
Again.
You know, the donuts are pretty good.
Bring them with us.
With the box of donuts. Yes. You guys exit the office building. It's essentially the same scene. Vanwell is setting up around his cart. You see the bustling market square. There's the east and west exits to market square. The little alley is there. There's the castle to the north. And then there's the kind of office building where you came from. And then there's the tower in the middle with the large pit surrounding it.
Vanwell, how much is one of these shakes?
Oh, well, they're 5 credits.
That's all I get. Let me have one.
I ask what ails you.
I'm really tired all the time.
Oh, yes. Perfect. Perfect. This is exactly what you need. You said it's all you have.
Yeah, but that's okay. If it works,
well,
it's worth it.
How about this, friend? The first one's on me.
That's disturbing, but yes, I'll take it.
When you feel better tomorrow, you come back and we'll talk about what the credits. All right?
Okay, thank you.
And he hands you a bottle of this kind of silvery liquid, and he goes back to setting up.
All right. All right, guys. Let's go do our thing.
Go talk to Jaden at the church.
I'd like to investigate the vial. I mean, as we're walking over to Jaden, like...
Yeah. Once we get away from Vanwell, I'm like, all right, here we go. We got one, guys. Let's look at it.
Okay.
What's it smell like?
Well, maybe we could go to Catlin's and maybe she can help us.
I think I smell evil.
I imagine it's got like a bubblegummy type smell to it. Give me an investigation check though, or a perception.
That is a 6 from Ward.
It's a solid 10 from Nicholas.
It's a...
Oh my god. Carl got a 2. Smells good, guys.
8 from Billy.
Is anyone tasting it, or are you guys just kind of visually and sniffily inspecting it? Sniffily? Good job, Grant.
Smelling, maybe pouring a little bit out on a finger and, like, checking its consistency.
All right, Mordecai, gotta take one for the team. You know how it goes. You taste first.
Fuck it.
Maybe it'll help you with that butt problem.
Yeah, probably.
Mordecai is gonna do whatever sacrilegious hand movement that he can, and then, like, down the vial.
Okay. Yeah, so smell-wise, I mean, it smells a little bubblegummy. It tastes a little sweet. Mordecai, you drink the vial, and nothing, like, immediately seems to change. You don't notice any difference. You don't feel sick. You don't feel good. You don't really feel anything. It feels like you just drank a little bit of potion.
A little bit of drink. And we show back up at the office. No.
Is it good?
Nothing's happening, y'all.
Well,
that's why he's called a snake oil salesman. Because nothing ever happens when you drink their stuff.
This confirms my suspicions that it's full of shit.
Well, we'd have to cut him open. Wait, where'd that come from? Cut him open?
It's kind of weird thing to say.
A guard stops and looks at you for a long time and then keeps walking.
You saw nothing.
So we're going to go to church?
We go to the church where Jaden is standing outside, right?
Yeah. How's Jaden doing?
Hey, Jaden. How you doing, buddy?
He was tending to some, like, plants that, like, some bushes and flowers that were planted outside the front of this very small church. He looks up and is just like, hey, how can I help you guys?
How's the church going these days?
Oh, you know, it's going. It doesn't feel like that many people believe around here for some reason, but
well,
it's going.
How's your, what is it called? Horticulture studies going. I see you tending the plants very well.
Did you just say horticulture?
Did I mispronounce it?
It's got T in it.
Probably.
There. You and the, all these.
Oh, my bad.
Horticulture, real gross. Come on, man. Maybe you need some Nutella to calm down.
I feel like horny culture is not something you could do at church.
Well. All
right. Well, good meeting you guys. Have a nice day.
Hey, what do you think of the snake oil salesman?
The snake oil salesman?
I mean the guy who sells the potion stage.
Oh, I don't know. I'm surprised they let him. Feels like there's been a lot of rules around here lately. I know you know, Captain Solomon's been on a little bit of a rampage lately. So I don't know how he's getting away with it. I can't imagine those do anything, right?
Right. I mean, Morcar drank one and did you nothing.
Yeah.
I feel fine.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm more concerned with the, you know, with the east and west side spats that have been going on.
Oh?
Streets are not safe at night, and I've been trying to mediate between the two sides of our lovely city.
Oh, yeah, elaborate on that. I mean, we're always head to the grindstone, putting in the data, you know, at the office. We hardly get out these days. What's going on?
Well, as I'm sure you know, the east side of town, which is Tuna Town, right?
Tuna Town?
Tuna Town.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, it's Tuna Town, of course.
Yeah. And
what's the difference between a town and a fish?
What?
What's the difference between a town and a fish?
No.
I don't know. What's the difference?
You can tuna town, but you can't tuna fish. Wait, I might have got that joke wrong.
Sorry, he's a new dad. He's working into it.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. The east side of town has been in a dispute with the west side of town, Anur Ali, and Gerdo, who's the leader of the west side gang, says that Luke, who's in charge of Tuna Town, tried to kill him. And so they've been fighting, and Captain Solomon has been going super crazy, and they're hanging people left and right, accusing them of disturbing the peace. Gallows are filled up. It's crazy. And he seems super obsessed with this dispute going on between the east side and the west side, Tuna Town and Anura Alley. And I try to talk to Gerdo. I try to get him to stop this so that Captain Solomon stops cracking down so hard on town. It's getting completely out of control. They're hanging common criminals for very minor offenses. It is crazy. That's kind of been what's taking up my time. You must really be working a lot, though, if you don't know any of this.
They're like taskmasters. I mean, no one else gonna put data in. What? Port stuff.
Data?
You know, the data.
Classified.
All the data, basically.
Well, if you're not interested in praying, and there's no other way I can help you, then I suppose have a great day.
Oh, before we leave, how's your dad doing?
My dad's fine. Why do you ask?
I don't know. I just haven't seen him on the fantasy, what do you call it, fantasy football in space.
Oh, I guess I haven't seen him in a while either.
Imagination! Sorry.
He kind of looks off into the distance and he's like, I guess I haven't seen him in a while either. Maybe I should call him.
Yeah. You should invite him over to the office sometime.
Okay.
I'd like to meet your dad.
He was a deadbeat.
Okay.
Well, it's nice talking with you, Jaden.
Yep, let's know when your dad gets back with the milk and cigarettes. Let's go.
Where to?
Wait, what do we see standing here at the church around us?
Yeah.
Around the church?
Yeah, because we moved from what we could see from right outside the office.
Yeah, from the office to the market, to the market to the church.
So the church enters out into the market, so essentially you're a little bit further if you were at, like, 6 on the clock, you've, like, kind of worked your way over to, like, 5, right? So if this is a giant circle, so you're down there by the church, and it still seems to be busy. There's still a lot of people going back and forth. There's lots of stalls and tents and carts, things of that nature. You kind of, like, half recognize everybody, but you don't see anyone new. You don't see anyone new that you didn't already notice.
I'm getting real curious now about this whole west side, east side. Seems wildly familiar to me.
Yeah, it seems vaguely familiar to me too for some reason. Should we try the frogs first? For some reason I think they might be more reasonable.
Yeah, man. I want to talk to this Gerdo guy. I know him.
You know him? I don't really know him. I think I remember something about him, oddly, but I don't know him.
A big dude, he's a big guy, but he ain't.
Another question that I have is, like, beyond the like shared memory that Mordecai gets from Zaldwin. Does Mordecai know much about Captain Solomon being like Enders? I know that Ender captains don't like communicate between each other, but is there anything that I would kind of like know?
I'm sure you would have heard of him.
Okay.
I mean, he was a pretty successful, pretty big deal. Made it all the way to 30.
Punked by a kid named Oliver.
And, I think you would have heard of him. Yes.
Okay. I just wasn't sure if I had any insights there.
All right, let's go check out Gerdo again.
So we're heading towards the East Alley?
Right, we're going to the East Alley, to the east side of town, to talk to Gerdo. Or was it the west side?
Anura Alley is the east side, and that is where Gerdo would be. You would pass by, as you head that way, you'd pass by that tower and the pit, as I'd mentioned. I want to, as you guys are passing this tower...
Is there any kind of, like, bridge over to the tower, or is it just surrounded by...
There's no visible way to the tower. You do see a door at the bottom of the tower now that you are closer, and it has three keyholes in it. And they seem to be kind of evenly spaced, and they're like kind of larger than you would normally, you know, think of like kind of a key, look almost video gamey, Carl, you would think. One of the keyholes is green, one is red, one is blue. You guys would remember and connect now that Vanwell, when you threw the shoe at him and when you spoke with him, he has a blue key on a chain around his neck. You guys would pass by the castle that I mentioned to the north. There are dozens of bodies hanging from gallows in front of this castle.
Do I recognize any of them?
We recognize all of them.
You'd recognize them. No one like that super specific, you know what I mean? But you would kind of mildly recognize all of them. And there are a bunch of guards, quote unquote guards, in that little area, and they all look to be Enders, and they're being, you know, kind of generally belligerent, poking at the bodies. There's just cages and cages of people that seem to be like kind of wailing and screaming, and occasionally they'll, you know, poke a spear in there and tell them to shut up, but there's just kind of, you know, dead bodies swinging from these makeshift gallows in front of this castle. And then the market square, the market circle breaks off into this residential looking area. As you head down the road, the sound of the market kind of dwindles and it becomes a little bit more less loud, and there are humanoids walking back and forth in this area. They all seem to kind of like take an eye on you. They all have very colorful clothes on, though comparatively to you, who are kind of all in business casual, these people are wearing like bright green robes, bright yellow robes, bright red robes, things like that. They seem to be kind of very, very colorful. And they all seem to have some sort of color, even whether it be like a robe or a hat or pants or something like that. They all seem to have some sort of colorful nature to them. What are you guys doing as you enter this area? Or what are you looking for? Or are you talking to someone?
I mean, I guess looking for like literally anything like remarkable. I don't think we know. I mean, I think we can assume we're looking for keys now, but I mean, anybody that is very familiar to us, anything that kind of stands out other than colorful people.
I'm going to tap one of these colorful people on the shoulder. All right, this is Eastside territory, right?
Yep. How's it going, champ?
Hey, yeah. You know, I'm looking.
Getting it done?
Oh, yeah.
Getting that bread?
Putting in the data. You know?
Good stuff.
All day, all night.
Good stuff, champ. Yeah.
We're looking for Gerdo. You seen him?
Oh, yeah, of course. Do you have an appointment?
We're looking to make one.
Oh, okay. Well, he would give you basically directions. It'd be like a couple blocks away from where you're at. And he's like, yeah, he's in the little stone townhouse.
I toss the guy a credit. I'm like, all right, good looking out. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Oh, thanks. All right. Yeah. Stay safe.
I got the address to where Gerdo's at. We want to go try and make an appointment and see our man.
All right.
Well, that sounds like some sort of plan. Yes, yes, Carl. We also know you want to go back and finish work.
Well, I mean, I just kind of... I'm starting to think maybe that's the best thing we could do.
Well, look here. If you think about it in the right state of mind, this is kind of work, too.
Nibbit's going to look at Billy and be like, no, what kind of state of mind is that? I do know there's stuff in your pocket, so I have to ask.
One, I gave that to Frankie. Two, none of your business.
Well, you said I had to be in the right state of mind, so I'm curious if, you know, we all needed to partake. I don't know what happened before the time skip.
So you're heading towards that location?
Yeah.
As you get about a block down, it starts to seem a little bit more guarded. People are still dressed very colorfully, but you get kind of approached as you head, as you kind of turn, make that last turn, and they're like, all right, what's your business? You with the guards?
No,
you
bro.
Cop? You have to tell me if you're a cop.
Oh, no. Data entry, bro. Data entry. That's what we do. Down at the office, all the data, us four guys. Handle it all.
Well,
we got an appointment with Gerdo about the data. Got new data. Yeah, concerning the west side, got some data for him.
He furrows his brow as soon as you say that, and he says, what'd you say about the west side?
Yeah, we got data concerning the west side. Real good data. I think Gerdo's going to need to hear it.
He looks at you for like a long time, and he's just like, well, I mean, I guess Gerdo would be real mad if you did know something about the west side and I didn't let you through.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess if you're lying to me and you don't know anything about the west side, then don't tell them they let you in. But if you do know something and it's helpful, tell them that I let you in. Cool?
Fair enough. Yeah.
All right. What's your name?
The win-winner.
Doug.
Doug, all right.
You're going places, Doug, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
Hopefully it's not to the gallows.
All right.
Okay. He looks at you. Jesus.
Damn it.
So you guys kind of like, as you pass, he lets you pass, and then you just see, like, they seem to be, like, kind of stockpiling weapons. There's, like, crossbows and spears and swords, and they kind of, like, I don't know. It's like every time you walk by, you see, like, a door shut, but you'll get, like, a glimpse of these different weapons, and then you get to the house where they said Gerdo is, and assuming you were to walk up and knock, someone you would recognize as Gerdo, however, this would be, like, a human would enter the door, and he would just say,
oh, hello, how can I help you?
We got information concerning the west side. At least that's what I told you boys, so that we could get to you.
You don't actually have this information?
Oh, you know about that. I got a lot of data.
You literally just told me a moment ago that you said that you had that.
Yeah. Well, we really don't, but I did want to meet with you real bad, and I don't feel like I had the time to go through appointments, you know what I'm saying? That's a lot of time to wait. I don't know how many people you have in line. We're real bored with data entry. I thought maybe I could, you know, start a life on the west side with you boys, maybe, possibly. So you got a lot of weapons. Billy. East side smells like shit, so...
This is the east side.
I mean, the west side smells like shit.
Can you fight?
I never have. I'm data entry. Good with numbers. I'm sure I can learn. Like, paint by numbers, if you fight by numbers, it might work.
This feels somewhat disrespectful.
No disrespect at all.
Do you know who I am?
Oh, yeah. I know who you are. I feel a connection to you somehow, even apart from this. Something deeper. You know what I'm saying? Like we both knew a lad that we really liked, but, you know, he got or whatever. You know those bonds that only come from knowing someone cool who died?
He just seems a little perplexed. He opens the door the rest of the way. You see he has a book in his hand, and he kind of dog-ears one of the pages and sets it aside and says, well, suppose come on in.
As you guys would enter, it'd be kind of a very simple, you know, house, little table with some chairs. He would take a seat. You would see several vials of Vanwell's cure-all. You would recognize several empty bottles and several full bottles.
Okay. Oh, you drink from the old man's, the snake, I mean the,
ethers.
The old stage man with the potions.
Yeah, potions.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a severe case of erectile dysfunction.
Oh.
How's the potions working?
I feel like it's really helping. It can take up to 30 days, you know, to really see the effect. Well, how can I help you guys?
Oh, yeah. We were just wondering. We got some questions, you know. We're maybe into new employment. We might be able to fight for you, you know. But, like, we were wondering, what's up with the West Side? And also, why is the man, the Captain Man, why is he, everybody and their mother? And how do you feel about that?
Captain Solomon is a madman. He's a murderer. He's the man by every sense of the definition. He has too much power, and his guards act with impunity, ravaging the city's weakest members. I continually think that perhaps if we all raised up against him, things would be better. But unfortunately, I am currently in a bit of a dispute with an old friend of mine.
Right. Toontown, yeah.
What's the dispute over?
He tried to kill me.
Why?
Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah,
that's a pretty good reason for a dispute.
I don't know. Land? Territory? I let him into my home, and he tried to poison me. I barely survived.
Damn. Well, you know, that sucks. Pretty bad.
Maybe it's gonna turn a box of donuts, open it up, and be like, well, that sucks. Well, have a donut?
Well, as I just said, I was just poisoned, so I'm not really feeling accepting of snacks from strangers right now.
Come on, have a little tact.
Well, fine. He's just going to shove a donut in his own face and just look away.
I'm sure you understand. It was a bit traumatic for me.
Yet you're drinking this, though.
My medicine?
I mean, it does seem like something that is strange. I mean, do you know what's in this?
He kind of shrugs. No, I assumed it was tincture, herbs. I mean, surely everyone's taking it. It's not just me.
Yeah, I noticed that. Hear me out. I feel like we have sort of the same issues you have. You know, you saying the man, Captain Man is a madman and your old friend is now trying to murder you. And we feel like maybe the cop man is in cahoots with that side of this battle, if you know what I mean. Can't be trusted. And we wouldn't want you to see an unfortunate end due to those potions there.
He shrugs and he said, "Oh, if I don't finish out my 30 days, then I won't be able to see any effects from..."
Right. But what if the effect is not only you being limp downstairs, but like the whole package would then be limp? You know, if you pick up what I'm putting down.
Roll persuasion for me. Just a straight d20.
13.
He looks a little suspicious for a moment. Looks at the vials, and you can tell you probably planted some sort of seed in his head.
Cool. Nice. We're just looking out. We're just trying to be good Samaritans here. So, yeah. Didn't mean to bother you. Boys, you got any questions for the boss man here?
Well, no. I mean, well, why didn't you just go to Kellen's for the ED?
Oh, that's a fine lady. She gets you fixed right up, I would say.
Well, I think her potions are very nice. I just had a specific need.
Right.
Yeah. We know. But
I don't think
it's not that uncommon anymore. You know, it's a straightforward thing. I know she has a tonic for you somewhere there, and I'm sure it will take less than 30 days.
If you got butt rash, she's got ointments for that too. Right, Mordecai.
Oh,
my butt ointment. I gotta pick it up.
Right. Well, I feel like this has devolved a little bit.
Yeah, sorry about that.
But thank you for your time.
Just a heads up.
That's an insensitive thing to say to a man with ED. It's not a...
Before you go, why did you want to see me?
Oh, yeah.
Not clear on this visit here.
It's, you know, you might think we're crazy if I told you. We're trying to find our way. We've been staring at numbers for so long. We got kind of lost, you know, trying to see what's going on in this wild, crazy world. You know what I'm saying? It's hard. It's hard here nowadays. And, you know, wanted to see the make of you. And, you know, you seem like a fine, fine gentleman.
Bit of a midlife crisis, it sounds like.
Yeah, you could say that about Carl.
What? I'm not that old.
Yes, but you're complaining about your girlfriend and her kid.
How old are you?
Well, I mean, I don't mean to complain about it. They're fine.
And quite frankly, it's not the kid's fault. He's weird, you know.
I guess.
I mean, how weird were you when you were 16?
Well, I mean, I am 16, right?
Are you?
How do you think I remember that?
How'd you get this job?
I graduated early.
I'm like 37. How'd you get this job?
Well, I rose through the ranks.
I'm old enough to be your dad. Oh, God.
I'm 229, for God's sake.
Oh, my God, you could be my dad.
I'm really good at data entry, guys.
I could be your dad's dad's dad.
Sorry about this, Gerdo. They're off on a tangent. Just last little thing. You haven't happened to see a green or a red key? Like,
he looks at you strangely, and he said, I guess not my friend anymore, but Luke, from Toonatown, he wears a red key around his neck.
Interesting. Thank you, Gerdo.
Only open up, Gerdo. All jokes aside, really consider not drinking them potions, all right? I think that the man is in cahoots with the enemies right now, and it might not be safe for you to do that, right? This is just, what could it hurt? I know what it could hurt, but I mean, you're already in the position you're in. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to get dead about it, right?
Certainly. Well, have a nice day, gentlemen.
Right. Thanks for the hospitality. Hope your ED gets fixed. And, hope our information was good. And you stay safe now. Have a nice day.
You sure you don't want a donut?
I hear the cure ED.
He opens his book back up and tries to ignore you.
Nevitz grabs another donut, pops it like partially in his mouth, closes the box, and heads out the door.
Let me get one.
Nevitz, so many calories.
They all good, though.
You're so tiny. Your BMI is going to spike like crazy.
Once we're out of that.
My solution is to let you die, and then I won't have eaten all these calories.
Once we're out of earshot of Gerdo, I want to turn to the guy and be like, all right.
Let's see if we're all on the same page, right? Okay. From what I gather, this is my theory. Okay? We want those keys now, huh? That's what it seems. That weird talk. I don't know how. You going to chunk Nivets across the gap or what? Because that's a big gap. But anyways, before we get to that, we want three keys. Right? Three keyholes. Now we know what two are. And I think I know what three is as well. Right? If we go down, connect the dots here, we got fucking crazy cop man. We've got fucking fish boy down in Toonatown, and he's working, you know, against Mr. Gerdo here, and I think it's gotta be Solomon, right? He's gotta be the third one.
Logic
does make sense. Kind
of points to that.
Right on. Okay, well, how the hell are we gonna get keys from those guys?
I made a graph.
I made
a graph. Wow.
Cool. Graphs are good. How are you gonna
make a graph?
Okay,
so we're gonna have a little board at our disposal.
Yeah, what tools we got? We have. What tools do we have at our disposal? We got data. We got data, right? That's something data. That we're good at.
Yeah.
With I don't data, know. I say, got I say data. Got...
I mean, it's data.
I mean, Data's the character from the show, right?
Yeah, which is named after Data. Like, he is Data, because he is, right?
That's a little too on my nose.
Yeah, Mordecai. Mordecai's nose starts bleeding.
Oh my gosh.
We've got 40.
Do you guys smell burnt toast?
So we got 40 credits. Data, which got us all the way into a game leader's house. I want to toot my own horn, but we used data to get there.
Yeah, I don't even know how that worked. That was
fucking data.
Some wild Calvin ball.
Data entry, boys. That's how it works.
So we want the keys for some reason.
Yeah.
Why do we want the keys?
Credits in our polos. Because that tower's got keyholes.
Yes.
That's it. That's all I've got. It's interesting. I'm curious now.
Do you have any other better plans of what to do?
Don't say it, Carl. I know what you're going to say.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I'm sick and tired of putting in. I like talking about how we put in data more than I like putting in data. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I mean, I don't love it either, but I mean, I don't know. Someone's got to do it.
What did
it'll fool me.
That's besides the point. What are we going to do about these kids? What if we hid in an alleyway and bum rushed the guy when he was on his way home pushing his cart home? What if we did that? That sounds like it would work great and not fail at all.
It sounds amazing.
Hide in the alley. Hide in the alley.
I feel like we did this once.
No, listen to me. We hide in the alley. When it gets close, we'll have Carl run out, act like he's hurt. Right? Then the guys don't stop. He's going to look to see what happened. He hit this kid, right? And then we'll pop out. We'll jump him. We'll take the key. Boom. Easy peasy lemon squeezy.
I feel like no one's ever come up with this idea ever.
No, not at all. Strategy. But so unique and so creative and thoughtful.
Well, I mean, if this is the solution you guys have come up with, I'm down.
There's no way it could possibly fail.
Okay. Well, we got that plan down, but we also might want to find where Tuna Town Guy is and where Mr. Solomon is as well, right? Because we'll have to formulate plans for that as well.
Yeah, so there's still the castle. I'm going to, like, fucking... I'm going to try to not lose the plot here so that, like, I'm just going to talk in fucking player voice. So we start at the offices. There's the church, the gallows. We know where the blue key is at Vanwell's. If we fuck with Vanwell's, I know from personal experience, you will get fucking knocked the fuck out and we'll have to restart. So we got to figure out a way to get these keys. I mean, I could always stay the night with Vanwell in his cave and try it so that you guys can borrow the key and... No.
Why do you live in a cave?
I was making a sea breeze dragon joke.
Oh, God.
I thought it was an innuendo, really, but I got the reference. Next level joke. Yeah. I got that.
Since we're running it back on all the people we've ever met, we might as well. So what I'm thinking is let's go visit Luke / Lucifer in Toonatown. We may, like, okay. I'm assuming, these are my assumptions. I'll run through my assumptions and what I plan on, like, trying to do with it, and I want to run it by you guys. So Luke is in Toonatown. Luke is probably being paid off by Solomon because we as characters somehow have this knowledge that, like, we know that at least for Mordecai, knows that the voice comes for the Enders and the voice also came out of Lucifer. So my assumption is that Luke and Solomon in this world are in it together. If we can somehow break that connection off, we can try to reunify Gerdo and Luke to take on Solomon together. So we gotta do some kind of, like, social, political manipulations here. The issue is that Frankie said that it's not that Vanwell gets to operate within this world around Solomon, but it's almost like Solomon is
scared of him.
Afraid of Vanwell. Yeah. So that's my only kind of concern there, is like, is this dude hawking potions?
Well, that's dead, he's scared of him.
Yeah. So, you know, like, what I feel like, though it's a difficult task to reunite these two sides to take on the policing force here, like, it's, we still have a variable that's unknown, which is, like, what does Solomon have to fear from Vanwell? Like, what does Vanwell have on Solomon? What's kind of the connection there? And then we also don't know if Solomon actually has the key. That's just, like, an assumption. I mean, fucking, you know, Jaden could have the key for all we know. We didn't ask.
I have a plan there to get into Solomon's castle.
What's the plan? I thought part was the plan, but what's the...
Hear me out.
Smash and grab.
Smash and grab.
Those guys, they have all these black tattoos everywhere. These X's. Now, see, in my desk, back at work, I had this black Sharpie. So, we start drawing on Mordecai, and we make them think we're one of them. Or you,
all of us.
All of us, go. And we just be like, hey guys, coming in today.
Gather some info, some intel, if you would.
Intel, and then we can see if he has the key.
And then we rob him. we'll figure out how we're going to roll.
Exactly. And then maybe we can even walk around as guards with our, you know, new look. And maybe we can get some other information, in a little threatening manner.
I mean, I'm not even sure if I want to look like one of those guys, you know? They're all fucked up.
Oh, it's just a Sharpie.
What fair?
Mordecai, rubs his nose where he got butted in the face with a fucking spear.
I mean, we can try it. I have a feeling that if we fail and one of us gets knocked the fuck out, we just show up in the office, but that could have been a fluke, too. We really don't fucking know.
Really?
All right, well, so marker time?
I say we go talk to Luke first.
We could do that.
I guess that works.
I don't know if my data skills will get us as far as it did to get to Gerdo.
Yeah, we can find out if it was actually Luke who tried to poison Gerdo. It might actually just be his potion.
We can also test our theory by using Solomon as leverage to get to Luke. If we say, hey, we have a message from Solomon, and they bring us in with open arms, then we know something there. And if we don't, we also know something. Deductive reasoning,
I like this plan. I like any plan where we go and we lie until we get to where we need to be.
I know. We could go as a donut delivery guys. That's our entry. We just deliver the donuts.
Mordecai flips open the box of donuts and there's none left because Nivitz has been eating them all.
Oh.
I think we're going to head to the west side then. I think we're going to go try to recreate what we did here. Lightning strikes twice. Right? We're in agreement. We're going to go to the west side, try to get info on Lucius, and then we'll hit the third venue and try to figure out how we're going to secure these keys.
We also, have not asked anybody about the tower.
Yeah.
True, but I didn't think it was appropriate yet.
I mean, that's, one of the goofy things is, we just went from a, section where we were, literally, what's up with this fucking castle? Nobody would tell us. And now we're in this other area where I think it conditioned our brains to, not ask about the tower, right?
I want to ask about the large imposing tower.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, the person you talk to is going to be Terrence, too. Okay. You guys are headed to the west side, correct?
West side?
Yeah. As donut delivery guys.
Nope. Not that.
Okay. It's kind of a similar thing to when you guys were through the east side, except this side looks to be a little bit less well off, and they all seem to be wearing these kind of robes, simple gray and brown robes, not as colorful, and they're kind of eyeing you as you walk down the street in a similar fashion. Obviously, you do not belong here. Are you kind of grabbing someone to talk to again, like last time?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, we're looking for Luke. You know where we can find him?
I almost made the Murloc sound.
You're lonely, Barrett.
No, he nods, says, yeah, everyone knows where Luke is. This is the west side, Tuna Town.
Right.
You're in Tuna Town now.
Hell yeah,
Tuna Town.
Yeah, he does, for sure. We have some data. We're from the offices. We got some data concerning...
What do they do there?
Oh, we collect all the data.
What data?
It's the data, all of it.
What data don't we collect?
Exactly. But we stumbled upon some data when we were doing our data entry that might interest you boys. It's bad news for the east side.
Bad news for Nura Allen?
Yeah, if we gave it to you, it'd be bad news for them.
Oh, if you gave it to us, it'd be...
Yeah,
okay.
Good for you, bad for them.
Good for us, bad for them.
Yeah.
Data.
Yeah, data.
Okay. Important. All right, well, Luke's in the... All right, he gives you some directions a little bit further into the town here.
All right.
And he's like, oh, boy. Don't look like he could cause much trouble anyways, so I guess what's harm, right?
The only thing these fingers do is input data.
Are you hitting on me?
Possibly. Are you feeling it?
He just makes eye contact with you the whole time while he walks away really slowly.
Cool. Anyways, let's go, boys.
You find this Luke is in kind of like an open double garage, and he seems to be surrounded by, there's plenty of people just kind of hanging out in the yard and inside the garage, and he is, you know, surrounded by some people who are sitting cross-legged while he talks. They're in their robes, and while he's talking to them, seems to be kind of making some motions to the sky and, you know, nodding his head and stuff. And as you, as the outsiders, you who are the outsiders, approach, he looks up, and you know that this is Lucifer, the first fish that you did battle with on Pegara, Mordecai, and Billy. Although no one remembers Billy doing battle with him, but he was there the whole time.
What name work, guys?
I was stuck. Does he look like a fish?
He doesn't look like a fish. He looks like
a human. Just had to confirm.
That's rude, Nivitz, to comment on his face like that. Keep it to yourself, all right? Nobody makes fun of you for being 2 feet tall.
Just calls out, what brings you to Tuna Town? Are you lost?
No. We told you, guy.
Oh, he is wearing a key around his neck, too. He is wearing the red key around his neck.
So, we work at the offices. We input the data, right? And we got some data from the east and west side, right? We heard you in a tiff with them boys. And we wanted to come give you some information.
Give me a perception check.
Oh, 18.
Thanks.
Billy, you detect that he's a little bit sad when you talk about the east side, Anura Alley.
I got a 19. I don't know if that...
Oh, yeah, and Mordecai, you would pick that up too. Like, as he mentions that, you see him kind of like... He's got a pretty straight face, pretty poker face, but you see it definitely just, like, affects him. Seems a little put off by that.
You know, we don't want to, like, dig or anything, but we have been, full transparency, been to the east side, right? You know, you were friends.
They would bristle up about that, I think. Some of the people who are sitting would stand up.
To get this data, to help you folk out, we had to go down behind enemy lines, right? We don't look like you boys, but we're here for the cause, give or take, whatever that cause is.
We're only defending ourselves.
Defending yourself. Yeah, well, you know, we heard you poison your friend. That's rough.
I did not.
Can we talk in private with you?
No, absolutely not.
Well, I assumed as much.
How do I know you're not assassins?
Right, exactly. I got nothing to hide here.
Assassins don't bring donuts. Oh, I'm out.
Yeah, this guy's eaten like 12 donuts today. The only thing that he could assassinate is more donuts.
I'm just wearing a polo, right? I'm just here to help.
You don't seem very intimidating, but that could be the ploy, right?
Right. Fair enough. No, I don't need any privacy at all. These guys seem fine to me.
You, dwarf.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Quiet for a moment.
Oh, all right.
And he walks up very close to you, Mordecai.
Oh, fuck.
Uncomfortably close to your face, and he says, I want to know what you are going to say to me in private.
I know you don't want to fight with Curdo, and I know Curdo doesn't want to kill you. I mean, you want to kill each other, but you really don't.
He clenches his fists and says, I didn't start this.
I know you didn't start it. Why don't you tell me your events?
He squints his eyes at you, and... Man, give me a persuasion check. It's a big ask.
Can I, like, modify it a little bit? It, like, kind of explain myself a bit more? Like, once I see him, like, wavering, I want to, like... I think I would jump in a little bit further.
Gerdo believes you poisoned him. You say you didn't. Who benefits from the east and west side being divided?
He looks off for a moment and... shakes out of it. Seems maybe just mildly offended. Not necessarily by you, but just by the whole thing. Poison is a weapon of cowards. If I wanted to kill Gerdo, I would have challenged him. Now, you came on here under the pretense of giving me information. I think it is time, and I think you'd probably pull out like a dagger at that point. It is time for you to tell me exactly why you are here.
I'm going to reach out and take his hand with the dagger in it and, like, press it up to my neck, and I'm going to tell him,
I have a feeling that I killed you once, and you told me how much you regretted this, how much you missed your friend. Now, if you're going to do this, I have a weird feeling that I somehow deserve it. But just know that I think that you both can come to an understanding if you just put this bullshit aside. When was the last time you spoke to Gerdo? When's the last time you two sat down and had some coffee and maybe a couple donuts?
Give me persuasion with advantage. Advantage for that just being a fucking...
That's 13. An 11 and a 13, yeah.
You feel him relax, and you feel like it'd be safe to let go of his hand. Do you?
If he's pulling away, I'll let him pull away.
He would sheath his dagger, kind of look around nervously to all of the people watching him. He would sense that he feels a need to stay aggressive and strong for them, you know what I mean? But he sheathes the dagger, and he just says,
I can tell you, meanwhile, I did not try to kill Gerdo. If I tried to kill Gerdo, he'd be dead. He started this dispute. Before that, I think there was just a misunderstanding. But if Gerdo truly would like to talk, I am amicable to that. Assuming it was in a neutral location, he did not try to attack or assault anyone. We'd probably have to do it under the cover of night, because at this point, Solomon would like nothing more but to clean up the streets in one fell swoop.
So you don't work for Solomon?
He looks at you and says, I might have taken a few coins here and there to cause some trouble, but
okay.
Beholden to him, no.
Okay, I'll just put that in our data. Thank you.
What did he give you coins in exchange for?
He shrugs. I suppose, might as well tell you, Solomon likes trouble.
You don't say.
So, what happened? Solomon likes trouble. When things get boring, he likes things to be interesting. So, you know, turn over a couple carts and beat up a few people, and he can sick his boys and round up more bandits for the gallows. We have an understanding, though. He leaves my boys be.
Why? You work at all with the cop man?
He gets super serious and takes a step back and shakes his head.
Nope. I have not crossed him. I've done nothing in contest with Vanwell. I have not inhibited his operations whatsoever, and I would not ever do that.
Solomon's scared of him too. Why is that?
He laughs. I'm not scared of Vanwell. Vanwell is nothing. I would never cross who Vanwell works for.
And who's that?
There's nothing you could do to get me to tell you the answer to that question.
All right.
If it came back on me, everyone that I've ever known would be killed.
Right. Put that in the data. That's valuable information. Clear
you not put that in the data? I feel like I got closer than I should have to talking about it, if you could just leave that out.
Oh, no, the data is purely anonymous, and it just goes in with all the other numbers. You don't have to worry, your sweet little head, about anyone finding out.
I understand metadata. Can I just turn the cookies off completely?
Right. Unfortunately, to view this site, we don't need cookies. All right?
Unsubscribe.
How much of Mordecai's memory, like, I know we've been kind of playing this goofy, like, meta game here, but, like, how much of Mordecai is Mordecai? Like, can I use, like, game knowledge that
I know? You can recall.
Okay.
You can recall things. I think the way that I would describe it is it would be more like getting a file out of a filing cabinet than, like, remembering something. Like, it's there. Mm-hmm. You are who you are now, but you all are also who you were. You can still access it. It's just not at the forefront.
Very fitting analogy for some office workers.
Yeah. I'm going to lean forward and whisper into Luke's ear the name Jem DeGrom.
He just kind of laughs. He's like, that's Solomon's boss, right? It's been trying to hire me a lot lately. Not really in need of new employment right now. Kind of like to work for myself. Is that why you're here? Another job offer.
What about Adam?
What about Adam?
Is he here?
I've never heard of an Adam. Don't know an Adam.
Yeah, I just had a theory that fucking Vanwell was with one of them. Apparently, that's not it.
Might be. I didn't say either way.
I think you just don't know.
You were thinking the same thing Carl was thinking and Nivitz was saying, and you went to go pee, and I disagree, and I'm feeling like, right, we'll get that to leave in Sunny Chat, though. We'll leave that to that.
Jin's dad? I don't know. No, I don't actually say that.
Why are you just saying names to me right now?
I'm trying to figure it out.
I think we
You're saying names correctly.
What are you trying to figure out? I don't...
Data entry stuff.
We need it for data entry.
You're so far above your pay grade, my friend.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
We all knew this was going to go down this way. How about we just take the information we got and we leave and we go on to the next man?
Well, one question. So, what do you know about the tower in the center of the circle market?
That's where you're supposed to go.
When?
Whenever you can figure out how to get there. That's the whole point of all of this.
Okay.
Oh, so, would you mind if we have your key?
Yeah. What Nivet said. Why not?
Why would I give you my key?
Well, because you told us to go there, so we would need your key.
He said we're supposed to go there.
Oh, we're supposed to. Well, if we're supposed to go, we would need your key.
Okay.
So can we have your key?
No.
Would you open it for us so we can go there?
I don't know how to get across.
If we found a way to get you across, would you let us?
I suppose if it was safe to show my face in town.
Okay. One last thing that I'm going to ask, and I swear we'll get out of your hair. To show that you mean no harm, would you be willing to give me your staff to take to Gerdo?
That feels like a rude joke. I know that Gerdo's been really struggling lately with some...
Oh, wow.
Right? He's been so impolite about this whole situation.
No.
I know that we're fighting right now, and I would absolutely kill him, but you really don't want to joke about a man's staff.
I'm not joking. No, seriously.
Why don't we do something a little bit less on the nose? I'll write you just a letter.
All right. That fucking works. I was trying to do it because I know I took his fucking staff to Gerdo to prove he was dead, but a letter will suffice.
He writes you up a little letter, and the letter basically just says that continues to deny the claim that he tried to poison him, and agrees to meet and offers up Tuna Town as the location to meet.
You had mentioned wanting to see each other in a neutral territory. Might I suggest our offices?
We have a nice break room.
Yeah, you can get coffee and donuts.
He sighs, I suppose. Okay. I will not bend any further, though.
Fair enough.
That seems fair.
It's more than fair. Thank you so much.
He goes back to what he was doing.
Well, the boys, I think we've more than stayed our welcome, so we should probably head out.
Yeah.
Time for Nivitz to do the thing that he's always wanted to do, and that's deface Mordecai's face with a marker.
He's actually doing that.
I mean, it's not the worst idea.
We're going to pretend to be Enders, and we're going to go talk to Solomon.
Okay. We're going to be Ender cosplayers trying to break into...
I mean, or we could just go at him with the data. That has worked both times. I'm just thinking I'm 2 for 2 on data entry here.
You are 2 for 2 on data.
You just walk in like, got data for Solomon on how to end this, how to get all the guys for the turf war.
Do we want to resolve Gerdo and Luke before we take that on, or are we like going straight for Solomon?
I personally want all the chips. I don't really give a shit about any of the resolving. I just want all the chips so I know what play to make.
Okay.
Which I assume the resolving is a method that we will probably use, but I want Solomon's take too, so I have the entire story.
All right.
To the office. Anybody else have a feeling that the Gerdo's drinking those potions is what gave him the poisoning, quote unquote?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah.
I think the two are on the same page.
Yeah.
All right. So we're heading back to the office.
It's all coming together.
Okay. So, man, I guess essentially this is going to be a non-proficient check with a disguise kit. So it's just going to be a straight D20 since you guys have +0 on everything. Who's doing the disguising? And I guess advantage if one of you wants to help.
I mean, Nivitz is... I mean, who's going to put the X's on Nivitz? But I think Nivitz is putting the X's on us.
All right. So with advantage to hold fight?
You're doing it on more than one person?
And
all
I
of
would,
us are going.
I would say that I'm helping for whatever reasons. Maybe I put a lot of X's on people on their birthdays or some shit.
I'm going to need a check for each person then, because technically not proficient with disguising. So we got a 13.
I mean, Nivitz is putting the X's on everyone. I'm not putting X's on myself. Nivitz.
So who's this first? Who'd you Sharpie first?
The first person, I actually like clicked too, but the first person is Mordecai.
Okay, so 13.
That is Carl.
Okay.
What about Advantage?
Billy? And who wants to draw on me?
I'll draw on you.
I'll help out.
everybody give me a, I guess that'd be a perception check then.
It's a 12 perception for Mord.
7 for Billy.
Oh, obsession.
17 for Nivitz. Where do these rolls go when it matters?
No, 6. I got a 6.
Carl, Billy, you're both pretty sure that these disguises will work. Austin, you're not sure. Nivitz, you're pretty sure that they won't work.
What
you just drew all over us and you don't even think it's going to work, you asshole.
On second thought, now that I'm seeing it. I don't think
it's a
good idea.
How am I gonna explain this to my girlfriend when I go home? Yeah, I just let the weirdo at the office draw all over me, baby. Don't worry about it.
Oh, it's permanent marker too. You can't wash it off.
Is the disguise for on Mordecai acceptable, or do I feel even that one's not gonna work?
I mean, you're pretty sure that even like the passive perception of those enders would probably be able to see through that disguise.
I'm going to go to the employee bathroom.
Just to be clear, guys, I want you, like, you basically are trying to walk into, like, a gang that has a tattoo that they all have, and you all just tried to, like, Sharpie it onto yourselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
fair enough.
Well, it's all about, flashing the tattoo. It's all about being like, yeah, see?
Yeah, see? Without the proficiency in disguise... It's not just going to be just as easy as if you or I wanted to do that in the real world.
Yeah.
Well, guys, this might not be the best idea, but it is still our idea. We could leave the good one on Mordecai, and we're just his entourage.
Let's go with the data.
Yeah.
The data?
Yeah. I think we should go with what we know in our hearts to be true. You know? A tried and true. You can never
not
go
even
wrong
that big
data.
Of a lie. I mean, we do
I mean,
have
we are
collecting data entry.
Data.
Everyone is curious what goes on in the tower.
Oh, man, and this time I don't even have to lie. Like, we do have information.
We do have data
it
now.
It would be very valuable to him. I may not tell him that information. I'm just saying, I have it.
What's the information?
I know where Gerdo and Lucius will be meeting each other at the exact same time, and he could sweep in and kill them both if he wanted to.
Oof. Okay.
I'm just saying, I have the information.
You do have
data. Data does exist. I just
data,
put it into the computer.
Data does exist.
While we were in the office, guys, I couldn't help but get some quick work done. I'm kind of worried that we're going to get in trouble. So I kind of put that data in real quick.
Okay, so what are you guys doing?
Washing off markers, apparently.
Yeah, washing off.
Rub-a-dub-dub.
They don't wash off completely. You look pretty ridiculous.
Well, this is my life now.
Okay, markers are attempted to have been washed off.
Okay.
Off to the cops, then?
Yeah.
All right, I'll try and get, like, a portfolio together to make it look like we actually have some impressive data.
Okay.
Grab some office supplies and, like, a 3-ring binder, put it all together, put a big label on the top of it that says data, hand it to Billy, here you go.
As you guys, you know, head across the square and around the pit, and you guys start to approach the castle, in the crowd, you hear some, like, gasps as you guys, like, approach that approach the gallows, approach this castle. People are like murmuring, and a couple of the enders look up and see you approaching, and they're like, hey, what do we have here?
Data. You tell him, Billy.
And I shove Billy in front of all of us.
Fine, God,
what's data?
We are
what's data?
We're from the offices. From the offices, you know. Data entry. Data entry, boys. And
I don't know.
Right. Well, your boss knows. Solomon, we got data for him.
data concerning the ruffians of the east and west side. Some really important data that'll lead him to their immediate arrests.
Look at each other. Big words seem like they were maybe a little confusing. Give me a persuasion with advantage.
I crit.
Boom!
Oh, yeah, no, I know data. Data's really important. And he like looks at his friends like, they have the data. You know about the data, right?
Of course.
Yeah. Yeah, we gotta take him to Solomon because they have the data. Yeah. You fucking stupid. He like slaps his friend.
Yeah, that guy.
Get out of this guy's way. They got the data.
Yeah, he knows what's going on. Right, yeah.
Wow. Right, come on.
All right, let's do it.
Let's go.
This is the best job I've ever had, guys.
He lets you in. It is a gory scene inside. Wow. If you thought it was bad outside, it is worse inside. It looks like, as you approach this kind of large open room, there are dead and dismembered people. Some of them are in like kind of the bright colored robes, like I'd mentioned before. Some of them are in like the grayish robes. Solomon has bloody weapons around his feet, and he's sitting in this kind of large throne, drinking. The little Enderman leads you along, and he's like, "Hey, sir, they got the data." And Solomon looks up at you and sets down his beer. It's like, "Well, well, well. Hey. What is this data?"
"Oh, well, we're from the offices. Obviously, you know that. We are data entry, and we have the data on,
He slowly pulls out, like, a sword and, like, a little brick wet stone and starts really abrasively, like, sharpening it while you're talking.
Right, see,
it's not funny to make fun of someone for their ED.
So we know we have valuable information. We know where both gang leaders will be together at one time. And we can show you if you'd like to catch both.
Just tell me right now.
Ooh, yeah, right. Because nobody does anything for nothing. Savvy?
Well, and he stands up and holds his sword to your throat and says,
"Right, how about I let you walk out of this room?"
"Oh, yeah, fair enough. That would be a really cool thing for you to let me do. But see, I mean, you could kill me and my friends right now. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. But then you won't have that information. And then you also won't have the information of where they're planning to do a joint strike against you and where and when that's going to happen."
So you know where, do all four of you know where they're going to be?
Between the four of us.
One of us knows. Each of us have like a quarter of the information. You need all of it.
Yeah, together, we come together as like a Voltron of data.
Yeah, we data entry.
Solomon stabs Mordecai.
Oh, not again, fuck.
Before that happens,
do we guys was gonna be me. Or
not? He does have a key on his neck.
Okay. That's all I needed.
Mordecai.
Am I bleeding out or am I just...
You're dead. And he says,
"All right, well, so which one of you is going to tell me? The one who tells me can live. Three, two.
I run away.
He stabs you.
Damn.
And he points his sword at Carl and Nivix.
No dominating! One, two.
I just work here. I don't know
he
anything.
Stabs Carl.
All right.
He looks at you, Nivitz, and he says, "Well, I'm going to have to start chopping off limbs."
Let's do Nivitz.
Well?
Nivitz, just pick up a sword off the ground and stab yourself.
Well, the thing that sucks for you is I don't know shit.
You sure?
Yep.
Okay. Nivitz, you suck in breath as you wake up again. You are in the office. All four of you are there. For sake of time, tell me what you guys are going to repeat and what you guys are not going to repeat.
Well, first, I'm going to minimize the window.
It is the same time.
We do Gerdo. We do Lucius. We don't go to Solomon, right?
Right.
Correct.
That guy can't be reasoned with. I don't want to go die to that guy again.
No. I'm definitely going to still smoke my fucking cigarette.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go to the coffee room to get the donuts.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. The beginning stuff.
Do we give her the stuff?
Yeah. No, I do the normal run around and then go to Gerdo, go to Lucius like we did. I think
get the
letter. Then this is where I'm gonna I think we're all in agreement that Solomon's an asshole, and fuck Indeed. That guy. So, I think the best route is we take Mordecai's approach, we get these two gang leaders to make nice. Once they've made nice, we get a unified front, and then we go kick that dude right in the butthole. Then, wait, hold on, there's a problem with that. How do we get Potion Man's key? He doesn't have anything to do with Solomon now. We know that.
Why don't we
Gerdo, if he's been poisoned by Potion Man, we might be able to get him to help us get the key.
Oh, so we take out...
Insight for me real quick, Billy.
All right. I don't know why I said that in Billy's voice. On 11.
With an 11, I'll say, how do I give you a hint without giving it to you? Who helped you take down Vanwell last time?
Oh yeah.
I just gave that to you. Okay, that wasn't a 10 hint.
Right, yeah. No, I got it now though, so it's there. All right. So this is what we do. We get the boys, we make them make nice. That means Fish Boy will then be down to help us when we find a way across the thing. That's one key. We fucking Mr. fucking Solomon, we take that key, because fuck that guy, we throw him into the fucking hole. That would be great. And then we get Frankie, and we help her help us get close to Mr. Man, and we snatch that thing, smash and grab.
Well, once Solomon's taken care of, and he's not so protected by the law, Frankie will be able to do more, right?
Right, exactly. Then we get all three keys, we cross... I don't know how we're going to do that. I haven't got that far in the data yet. But we get those keys, I'm sure we'll figure out a way to cross the gap, unlock the door.
So, now what? We wait for the meeting? Oh, we got to go to Gerdo. We got to go back to Gerdo with the letter and see if we can get him to... If we can see to get him to agree.
And I think also asking Gerdo for some weapons when we go to kill Solomon.
That's not a bad idea, man.
They had a bunch of weapons there.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I know how to use a weapon at all.
You just hold the handle and point the sharp parts out, right?
Stick them with the pointy end.
All right. Yeah. Maybe if they had one of them crossy boys, or, you know, you put the stick in and then you just pull the little trigger thing.
That seems... way harder than hitting somebody with a stick.
I don't know. Solomon made it look pretty easy to use one of the pointy sticks.
What if I just throw rocks at him? I feel like I could do that.
What if you put stickers on those rocks and throw them? That'd be pretty cool.
I'm just saying, I feel like if I run at him with a sword, he's just going to stab me and I'm going to die again. I didn't like that.
So we get you a shield too, right?
What if we get some spears or something? We can throw a spear.
Well, have you ever thrown a spear? I don't know how to throw a spear.
I was in high school track and field.
You all seem to think this is super easy. I'm wearing a polo. I know how to do data entry, and I don't even like to do that.
I throw a mop at Billy. Like this.
Roll a 1d20.
17.
Roll a 1d4 for damage.
Two. Dude,
that's literally half of your health.
Beat half the life out of Billy with a mop.
Why'd you do that?
Oh my god.
Oh, I think it's literally stuck in my leg.
Oh my god. It wasn't even that sharp. I didn't even throw it that hard.
Oh my god!
Carl walks over to the thing on the door that says, like, it has been 100 days since the last workplace incident, and he flips it over.
Oh, we gotta go. We gotta stomp at Kellen's before we go to Curdo.
Oh my god. Get the stretcher. Pull the fire alarm.
Pour some coffee on it.
No.
Okay. So let's skip ahead, guys. Gerdo agrees to the meeting. They meet in the office.
Okay.
Seems to go well.
Did Kellen heal the wounded Billy?
Yeah, we went.
Yeah, I'll just kind of hand wave those last two hit points.
I had credit. I still have 10 credits. I went and paid Kellen.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. The meeting seems to go well. They exit, and Gerdo and Luke seem to be friendly, and they seem to be a little relieved. And Gerdo would approach you, Well, Luke and Gerda would approach you and just wanted to thank you for mediating that connection. I think we had a good talk. I think we've come to an agreement.
That's awesome. We have an idea of how you might be able to repay us for our data collection.
I mean, a few credits for running back and forth from town, two sides of town.
Well, credit, that's all fine and good, but like, I think we have a common foe, right? And I think that if we all came together as a team, we could throw his ass into the fucking crevice near the tower. His name's Solomon. I know I'm being a little bit obtuse.
Luke and Gerda look at each other, and they seem a little apprehensive. He's got a lot of men.
Right.
A lot of weapons. Got some support from out of town.
But I saw a lot of colored clothes and a lot of gray robes littering his killing floor.
Oh, yeah. Like, real rough way
they nod at each other, and they're like, I suppose it's time to change the management.
We also have something that he doesn't. We've got the data, and I pat the briefcase with the data sticker on it.
And I just want to say, you've both seen it. The data always works.
There is something about this data.
Indeed.
Well, I suppose now's as good a time as any to make some plans. Agreed. Solomon needs to go.
Well, we could try to flush him out we can approach the front gate with some data and have them assault a certain place, maybe our offices that we are surround in waiting. They show up, we fight them while they're off guard, and then, you know, they're in the open. More of an advantage for us instead of assaulting his castle. Or we assault it while all of his men are out.
They shrug. They're like, that's not the worst idea I've ever heard.
And look, not gonna lie to you, none of us can fight. Well, maybe Mordecai. I don't know how.
I did almost kill you.
Seems to be like really good at it.
A mean javelin.
But I'm wearing a polo, right? I'm not gonna lie. I will help in any way I can, but I'll probably just die. So there's that. And we're on the understanding. I'm sure, Luke, you know what I'm getting at. But if we can retrieve the something on Mr. Solomon before we, you know, impale him through the butt and then chuck him into a hole, that would be great. You know, the key.
Okay. So basically the way we'll play this is you guys are totally fine to enter back in the same way that you did and talk to Solomon the same way that you did.
Okay.
I just kind of need to know how you're going to get him. What are you saying? What are you doing? How are you getting him out?
Oh, yeah.
So, Mr. Solomon, we happen to know that they're meeting in about I look over at Billy. Like an hour and a half at the offices across the square? Circle?
Yep, in the back rooms.
So if you show up like 10 minutes after that, so let's say you make up a time, like, what is it? They're going to meet there at like 8 o'clock and he shows up at like 8:10 to like surround the building. You guys will, you'll catch them off guard. They won't be ready for you.
Okay, give me a deception check with advantage because he really wants us. He really wants us. He wants to believe.
17
is good enough. He rolls his shoulders, sheathes this big sword, and pulls up this heavy crossbow, and he's just like...
And sir, if you ever need the data to help you catch and kill anyone else, we're just a phone call away.
Well...
Right. Now, we have to get the positions at the offices, and we'll be waiting for you to show up. We'll see you then.
Let's go string us up some bandits.
Right on. Help or... He just wants to stay out of the way.
What are you going to do?
Fair point. Nothing.
Fair point.
All right. So we'll get out of your hair for now.
So, guys, basically what I'll do is we'll do a... You guys will get a +5 due to the surprise that you set up. I'm going to roll a 1d20 for Solomon's men, and one of you roll a 1d20 +5 for Luke and...
Is a 17?
Yeah.
So it'd be
22. Yeah.
Gerdo and Luke's men are able to get the drop on Solomon, and they win.
Hell yeah.
Can we stab Solomon while he's alive?
While he's alive?
Yeah.
It would take you so long to kill him.
No, I just want to. I don't want to kill him. I want to just stab him.
All right, give me a 1d20. What are you stabbing him with?
Just a whatever fucking dead guy's weapon I found on the ground.
Yeah, so you pick up a weapon that you're not proficient with, and you go to stab him.
19.
Oh, shit.
Billy is, like, more mad than he lets on that this dude stabbed and killed him.
Yeah, you absolutely... You kill him?
I just want to stab... I just wanted to, like, be like, oh, remember me, you fuck, and stab.
Yeah, I mean, he would... I'm just going to say that that's it. That he was, like, beaten within an inch of his life, and you just come in and finish him off.
You guys see that? I killed that dude.
I'm glad you're finally getting into the job.
He turns around and sees Mordecai, like, with a fucking knife duct taped to the end of the mop.
He's like, yeah, that was pretty badass.
Well, that was sweet. Oh, man. In another life, this would be, like, really fun. But I'm so scared right now.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to just take this, and if it's going to take the key off of Solomon.
Yeah. Luke sees that and he takes the key off of his neck and says, well, I don't think we could have done this without you. Here you go.
Thank you.
Well, wish us luck, because the last key, I don't know if you know this, but it's around Manuel's neck.
Manuel, I think.
He shrugs. It's like, well, I wouldn't want to be in the shoes of the man who crossed Vanwell, but wouldn't be too hard to take him down now that the town guard is gone.
We have just the gal.
It's the blowback I'd be worried about.
Right. Yeah. I think we got a man, woman, bad job.
Thanks for your help, Lou. Gerdo?
Day not.
Gerdo, go see Kellen. Much better approach.
Okay. She's a gem. She helped me with my butt cream.
She makes the best grilled cheese. So I've heard.
Alright, so now we're off to find Frankie.
We go back to the offices to meet with Frankie. Okay. We get to Frankie.
Okay. Hey guys.
Hey Frankie.
Why do you have so much blood on you?
Frankie,
you know.
You're gonna wanna go to the back broom closet when you hear what I did.
Why do you have a mop knife?
Mordecai's a warrior now.
Yeah. I feel like I'm almost level one. I don't know what that means, but I don't know. It feels right.
So, here's the deal.
Yeah.
Solomon is no longer on the table.
Really?
Yeah. He's done.
What?
In the hole.
How?
I stabbed him.
You stabbed him?
You stabbed him.
I did. I stabbed him.
It's totally cool.
Are you fucking...
Goddamn right, I did.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
He did it back.
How high am I right now? Is this happening?
Oh, no.
Well, you're really high.
I mean, I don't know how high you are, but this is really happening.
Okay.
Okay, so... We got the boys. They made nice. We made plan. We got them together. We jumped the guards, and I stabbed Solomon.
Holy shit!
So that being said, it's time.
It's time.
It's time to get that rat bastard. The rat bastard with the cart and his stupid fucking potions. No one protecting him now.
Oh my god! Fuck that guy.
Yeah.
There's something weird about that guy.
Right. And who better than you to help us get that dude? Thumb that dude. I don't know what do they say in the old noirs or whatever. Gotta get him. Thumb on him. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Picking up what I'm putting down?
No, what do I do?
I thought you would know.
Go run him out of town, right?
Yeah. Okay. I need that key on his neck, though. That's important.
Okay, let's go run him out of town.
Let's do it. You know how to... You're a security guard. You know how to fight and take people out of town, right? You're like the closest thing to a lawman that we have right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you
can be the new lawman in town after this.
Yeah, right. So you're in charge now.
She has to get clean first, probably.
What? No, she's
clean. Well, she's going to be worse than Solomon.
What's the point of getting a promotion? I have to get clean. It's fucking bullshit.
I mean, the data doesn't support that.
You're in charge. You keep the peace. He's not peace. He's bad news bears. Let's get rid of him.
Yeah, get rid of him.
Let's do it.
I'm worried about your mop knife friend, though. He told me to get clean, and that's boring.
No, I'm not. I didn't. We do not represent.
I just don't think we should be putting a drug addict in charge of a whole town? I mean, does she know anything about, like, microeconomics? Does she know anything about community outreach? Does she know
She whips out these two hand crossbows.
Oh my god!
And she's like, what?
It's not like we're making her mayor. She's just gonna be the new security person.
She's gone. She's high as fuck. She pulled out hand crossbows and
she went to go take care of. We better go. Let's go, boys. Saddle up. Once she gets going, she doesn't stop. I'll tell you that. I know that much about her.
Fucking hell.
As you guys head that way, I'm gonna go into the coffee room and confront Naked Camera Guy and be like, hey, come record this and get it on
camera. Why is Naked Camera Guy a thing? I hate this game.
Bobby.
Yes, Bobby.
How you doing, Bobby? We got business. Hey, guys. Out. We'll see you later.
Bobby Grease Up. Slippery Bobby.
Jesus Christ.
Grease when Up. Scoop.
You guys catch up with Frankie. She is doubled over, breathing really heavily, and there is a crossbow bolt sticking out of Vanwell's forehead. As you guys approach, she's like, oh shit, guys. Oh shit. I was just trying to scare him. I shot him right in the face. Oh my god. What do I do?
No worries.
What do I do?
Frankie, hold on. Deep breath.
I shot him right in the face.
Yeah, I see that. Right, good shot. You real good shot. That's crazy.
Oh fuck.
All right. Well,
there's something wrong with this. I should not have done that.
Well, yeah. Do they pay you an ass bucks or credits?
What? You guys are getting paid?
Here, take all my credits. Get out of town. Run as far as you can.
Billy's gonna walk up, take the key off of Vanwell.
Oh god, is he okay?
Yeah, he'll be fine.
No, you shot him in the fucking head.
Shut up, Mordecai.
No, it'll be all right. Come get this guy's legs for me real quick. Come on.
Yeah, okay. Let's at least drag him out of the street. Yeah.
No, let's go. Come on. We're going to take him to the hole.
Throw him in the hole?
Yeah, what do you want to do? You want to hide him in your basement? Throw him in the hole.
All right.
Use some gloves.
Look, I feel like in another life I may have done this a couple times. All right, so let's just go throw the body in the hole, get rid of the evidence.
Put his body in his cart and then just push it to the edge.
Oh, good idea. Here, come. That's a lot less strain. Now my arms won't be dead. This is nice. Yeah, see? Think smarter, not harder. Frankie, you might want to go home and get rid of those crossbows, possibly throw them in the hole as well. I mean, not a bad idea. And cleaned up. We'll take care of this. Don't worry. It'll all be fine.
Billy, why'd you give me those drugs?
You know, I was helping. I see now the error of my ways. But, no use crying over spilled milk, am I right? just go home. And, yeah, we got this.
It only took you three arcs to realize that giving random people drugs is bad.
I mean, Oliver still doesn't see the problem.
All's well that ends well.
You wanted a key, and I don't like that guy anyways, so win-win. You didn't necessarily do anything wrong. But
well. As you guys take your three keys to the center of town, it's completely empty. As you guys start to approach, eerily so, the hustle and bustle of the town has stopped. It appears to be night now. The stars in the sky are just so bright. It's just crazy. There is a single figure standing in front of the pit, and he is facing away from you right now.
I push the cart into an alleyway. I'd come back out.
Okay.
Oh, who's that? Who do you think that is?
Who are you?
Oh my god.
An elf male turns around. Mordecai, you recognize this as the elf you saw in your dream when you were in the Terra Ruin that Adia recognized.
Pagara Ruin.
The Pagara Ruin, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The ruin in Pagara. When you had your vision with Adia and you were put in her place, this is the elf that Adia was in love with. He turns to you and he says, you've lost your place in your notes.
Oh, wait, it's all the data. Man,
all the data right here.
All the data right here.
Oh, Lord. I love that data.
He turns and looks at you, and he seems a little angry, maybe bordering on rage. And he says, "You've reached the end."
Yep.
"To tell me who you are." And then he says, "8, the number 8.
"Well, my name is Billy, and this is my friends Carl, Nivitz, and Mordecai." And
hello.
He shakes his head. He says, 7. Those are your names. Tell me who you are."
I am who I am. That's all that I am.
Well, fair enough, but
that's all I know.
Kind of this Sticks. Memory.
"Tell me who you are."
"Friends."
He gets in your face. He gets in your face, Billy. He says, "Who are you?"
"I don't know. A pit fighter and a scared old man."
He squints and doesn't count down again, but closer. Keep going. Pit fighter isn't who you are. Pit fighter is a job. Who are you? He shakes his head and turns to you, Nivitz, and gets down right in your face. "Who are you?"
"Well, I'm an eccentric old man seeking to create a sun for the new for the universe." And
he does not count down again, but he's, "Why?"
"Why? Because that's my driving factor right now. I want to stave off the death of the universe by creating new suns."
"Who are you to save the world?"
"Nivitz Posey."
"Well, yeah, Nivitz Posey, but just the guy who's
Nivitz motherfucking Posey."
He squints. "So you want to save the world?"
"No, I want to create a sun and more suns. And by doing so, it'll save the universe. But I want to just be able to create it. I want to do it."
"Why?"
"Because that's what I want to do. Why are you asking me questions?"
"Dix, why?"
"Because I can. Because I want to. Why do I need a reason why?"
He turns to you, Carl. "Who are you?"
"Well,
you're running out of time. You're running out of chances."
"I suppose I'm just I'm a seeker. I'm seeking answers. I'm seeking knowledge."
"Why?"
"Because I don't think anyone else can. They're either not as smart or as strong or as capable as me and my crew. For whatever reason, they've all fallen aside and we've come this far."
He does not count down again. He still looks very angry. Turns to you, Mordecai. "Just give me a real answer. Give me something. There aren't many stops left. If you miss another blessing, you might not be strong enough."
I walk up to him and I attempt to touch his face. And I tell him that
part of me used to be the woman who loved you, but that part of me is dead. And what's left is a walking corpse that never meant to live this long. And I'm anger, and I'm fire, and I'm scared, and I'm a friend, and I just don't want my friends to die anymore. And I don't want to kill anymore.
And he's gonna brush some of the hair away from the elf's face and take a slight step back. And he's gonna put his hand on Billy's shoulder and give it a good old slap.
Yeah, I think Billy, his face kind of hardens then. I think he just said,
I think we know the answer now for us. If you'd like to hear it, I don't know. You seem pretty angry still.
Speak.
I think we are guardians. I think we're made to help and to protect as best as we can the others we've decided to make family with what little uses we have, like heavy arms and, tinkering skills. Just try to keep these boys safe. We're guardians. That's who we are.
We're everyone because we have a responsibility to it.
He would laugh at that. Shake his head. Look up at the stars. Kind of laugh. "I can assure you, you're not everyone. But yes, you are a corpse. And yes, you are a useless shield. You too can pass."
I think he'll actually just look at Mordecai and Grimm like, "Oh, you got an A+ on something. You see that?"
"Yeah, I usually just got X's on my papers."
And then he turns back to Nivitz and Carl. It says, "Where are we at? 6? Tell me who you are."
"Well, I'm just some kid. I mean, to be honest with you, I guess if you want to get down to the core, there basically is no effing point to why I'm doing this. I'm just doing it because I can and I want to. And I think I'm capable, and this has kind of become my meaning in life to solve this. So that's kind of the only reason why I'm doing it.
He nods, corpse, shield, pointless. And he leans back over to Nivitz. And who are you?
Just a creative, crazy, eccentric mind that just wants to do what he does.
Not good enough. Five.
Oh, well.
Why are you creating the suns?
Because I want to. It's a solution to a problem that I want to solve.
Why?
Problem solved. Because it interests me. It's something I can do. I want to solve this problem in my own way.
Or
solution.
I don't know.
Then jump.
No. I'm just a solution. I'm just solver. Also a creator. Me and the other guy create things in our own ways to solve our own solutions. Come up with solutions for problems.
He looks at the three of you who have kind of passed his test. And he just says, corpse, shield, pointless. Your friend still has far too much hope. Would anyone like to help him?
Nivitz, have you tried arrogant?
Are you saying I'm arrogant? Well, I might be, but that's rude. Well,
yeah, I mean,
guy's arrogant.
It's not rude if it's true, right? I don't know. Well, only rude people told me that.
It could be rude. Yeah, but so, like, no, I'm not. I'm staying still.
Nivitz, you really have to be introspective here.
You're a selfish bastard, is what you are.
I resent that. Maybe a little. It's true, but that.
Ew.
I once saw Mr. Guy carve up a dragon right in front of a lady who loved nothing more than nature and dragons because he wanted the meat off of it. What do you call that?
Cool.
Selfish.
Selfish. Well, there's a lot of things you would call that. But, like, I guess selfish, arrogance. Those are both good tags for those characters.
So who
selfish,
are you?
Selfish man. Men. People.
Man. People.
People.
Plural.
He... No. He nods. Kind of cracks his neck like that wasn't easy to pull out of you.
That's very stubborn.
Stubborn. Meat shield. Corpse. Pointless. And he holds out his hand, similarly to the way that, I don't remember if I told you her name, but the guardian of the first tomb did. And he just said, and he says, one of you can take my blessing. If you know who you are when everything else has been taken away.
And to look at Mordecai, I mean, you seem like you got the best grip on this, Mord. I mean, you know who you are more than any of us, it seems.
I feel like after I killed her, I don't really deserve it. But if it helps me make her feel at peace, if it helps me avenge her, what do you think, Billy?
Oh, my, I don't know. The kid seems to think he knows better.
I don't want it.
Oh, not you, kid. Sorry. The other kid.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, do what you feels right. If you think you need it, take it. I like adding things to the pile. So, I mean, if you give me the choice, I'm gonna take it.
I'll make sure to save your life with it. A couple times.
I'll hold you to it.
I turn to this man, this elvish man, and can I dig through the files of my mind to try to find a name?
If I didn't give you one previously, then no, and I don't think I did.
Okay.
I don't think you know this person's name. You know that they were on the path at some point and that Adia was with them at some point.
Before I take your blessing, will you humor me?
You would probably say one.
I just want to
And then he's going to stop himself there. Because he gave away his memories to this point, and he's going to, and those weren't even his memories to begin with, so, like, what right does he have now?
Never mind, it was stupid.
And he's gonna hold out his hand.
He bestows this blessing on you. A stone path shows across to the tower. Assuming you guys cross, stop me if I'm auto-playing you guys too much. Assuming you guys cross, you put in the keys, you enter, and there is a console. As you
enter into this room with the console. With the console, you guys are yourselves again. Billy, you are back in your armor. Carl, your cybernetics are back. You feel the voice again. Mordecai, Nivitz, your magic is back. And you find yourself in the tomb. You are by the stairs. If you look up the stairs, you see the exit. But there is a console in the center of the room with the same, you know, handprint in the shape of your hand. Everyone would see it differently.
Yeah. Well, let's get it over with then, boys. Feels good to be not whole again.
Do I feel 100% all healed up? Or do I still feel like I only have 21 HP max health?
You guys aren't sure how long you've been down here exactly, but you guys do all feel fully rested.
Well, okay. My chainsaw's put away. I'll remember that.
Yeah, I'm gonna walk over the console.
Do you mind if I...
Go for it.
Start this bad boy up?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, yeah, go ahead.
Carl, you're recording.
Oh, yeah.
Just making sure.
Hold on, let me, turn on my video camera there, Billy.
Billy.
Tell me when.
Biddy. Okay, boss.
Left side. It's my good side.
Oh, sure. Let me stand over here.
Right on. All right.
Explodes with light. Everyone's level 8. The star map that pops up, though, you guys, no one is immediate. It's not, like, super recognizable. Everyone can give me a survival check, though.
Okay. 18 from Billy.
And 11 from Carl.
18 from Mordecai as well.
Base geography was never my best class.
All of you are pretty sure you're going to have to do some, like, Googling or whatever Google is out in space. Even Billy and Mordecai, who are pretty sure they know their maps pretty well, they can't quite place it. But Carl does have a recording of it.
Right on. That's strange. I've been quite a few places. I've seen quite a few star maps. I don't think I've seen this. At least not in a while.
Yeah, me either.
Well, with level 8, with the end of this ruin, we're going to go ahead and stop there. You guys did great. That was good stuff. Thank you so much for playing, everybody. Thank you so much for listening. Those of you who have been hanging out on our Discord and getting involved with our Patreon, we appreciate you so much. Please make sure you check out all of our links at thehomebrewpodcast.com. Hop in the Discord. You are missing out if you're not hanging out there. And make sure that you're checking out all of our other shows. There has been some free content posted to our Patreon, as well as some subscriber-only content on our Patreon. And we are full bore creating all sorts of awesome content for you guys. Make sure that you check it out and tell your friends. And we will see you next week for episode 27 of The Homebrew.
Bye!
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Thanks for listening, listeners. Our story has come to a close for the week, and that means it's time to thank our listener sponsors, starting with Samuel Pierce, who shall forever be emblazoned upon the Homebrew Wall of Fame as our first Crusher Mania Season Pass holder. Thanks for believing in us, Sam. Find out about our Patreon offerings at patreon.com/thehomebrew, and we'll see you next week.